a bonus for tax.
Enhanced come with higher interest rates. Numeric Capital will use the money to finance its purchase of the mobile network SFR.
And finally, Stephen, a bonus for tax collectors who might not deserve it in
yes,
the United States.
This is thanks to an audit of America's Internal Revenue Service, which found that it's paying $1 million in bonuses to some 1,100 staff who themselves are, in fact, behind on their tax payments. Now, on top of that, it paid out another $1.8 million to workers who are facing disciplinary action for a whole range of issues, including misusing government credit cards for travel and fraudulently claiming unemployment benefits. Now, the government inspector carried out this report say the bonuses were inconsistent, unsurprisingly, with the IRS mission, which is to collect taxes, of course. But on the whole, they're not the worst offenders. Just 1.1% of workers in this department of the American government are behind on their taxes. Overall, federal workers come in at about 3%, but that's well behind the general population, who about 8% of them are behind on their tax bills. So not the worst offenders, but perhaps a little bit inappropriate.
Well,